Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joining us again is Serena Ford, our senior.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. It is day 787.
Oh my.
That just keeps
getting up there.
And that's a day for both of us too.
It's crazy
to think that we're almost done.
Yes.
All right. So you gave me a journal entry. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about homecoming. How was that?
Yeah, it was really fun. So on Friday of that weekend, my mom came out here. We went to Beans for lunch. Because I'm done with class early that day. And then we went to the play that afternoon, which was really good. So it was super fun. And then on Saturday, I was in the homecoming parade with the School of Education. That was fun. And just seeing everybody's floats and everything people were doing. And then my family, my dad was there too for that. And then we went to brunch at Clifton. So yeah, it was a good weekend.
Busy weekend for you.
Yeah, it was busy. I had to get all my homework done earlier in the week.
Oh, I understand that. I did the same thing. So what was your float like? Did you have a float or what did you do?
One of our professors drove his truck and like some of the girls rode in the back of the truck and then some of us walked. So we didn't have like a float.
Nice. So, okay.
Yeah, it was good.
And you also say that you will be in a fifth grade classroom in Beaver Creek. You just got your field placement.
Yes.
Mm. So tell me what does that mean exactly?
So I will be teaching math and science in a fifth grade classroom. It'll be starting next week. Wednesday is actually our very first day that we're going.
Wow.
We'll go for just Wednesdays. And then on November 8th, I think, we'll be in the classroom full time through the rest of the semester.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, it is very exciting. I'm excited to just meet a new mentor teacher and be with real life kids in a classroom again.
Right. Are you ready for it?
Ready as I'll ever be, I guess. I am thinking about fifth grade. It's a little too close to middle school for my liking. Too close to middle school. But they're still like, I don't know, I guess almost young enough that they're getting to the point where they're like almost too cool for school, I feel like, with that age. But yeah, I'm excited for it to just be in a classroom again.
Sure. Would you prefer elementary school?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Middle schoolers scare me.
Why?
They're brutally honest. And they will tell you exactly what they think, and they will show no mercy.
That's one way to put it, I guess. Well, I understand that. I would not want to teach middle school if I was a teacher. At the same time, we've all gone through that age.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We've all been there. So we need someone like you, like yourself, to do that. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, props to all the middle school teachers out there, the real ones.
So as a senior, you have academics. You are teaching, working. Mm-hmm. And you have to plan for your future life after college all at the same time. And mm-hmm. you mentioned in the journal entry that there is a roller coaster of emotions that you've been on recently. Describe that for me.
Yes. I don't know. Just the assignments are starting to pile up with school. A lot of our bigger projects that we've been working on for a while are about to be due. But the nice thing is a lot of it is fun stuff. So next week on Monday, we're hosting a homeschool math day with our teaching mathematics class. So a bunch of homeschoolers are going to come. We'll have math stations with activities that they're going to do. And then we're going to go over to Cedar Cliff that evening and host a family math night over there. And then Tuesday and Thursday, we're also going to be at Cedar Cliff teaching social studies lessons. But those are going to be we're going to be outside doing them. And they're going to be very big and interactive for the students. So it's a lot of prep has gone into it, which has been kind of overwhelming, but they're going to be really fun for the students. So it will pay off, hopefully.
You also mentioned that you had to do some deep breathing in the middle of class to avoid a panic attack. That seems pretty intense.
Yeah. Anxiety is definitely something that I have dealt with basically my whole life. And I don't know, times of panic attacks, anxiety attacks come and go. Now is apparently a time that they're coming. So that's great for me. And
in the middle of class, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. I guess I think sometimes I get too in my head and worrying and overthinking. I have to take control of my thoughts. Whatever. Typically, the things that I worry about, I almost always come out on the other side of it. That was totally fine. I had no reason to worry about that. Especially with school. The assignments are going to get done. and it's going to be fine. So I just have to remind myself of that, which is so difficult in those moments when the anxiety starts to take over. But yeah, that's something that I definitely have like been dealing with and working on.
Well, how do you do it exactly? Because you are alone, mm-hmm. per se. I mean, you're with kids, but you have to somehow rein yourself in the moment.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I guess just taking a step back and like thinking about situations like logically, I guess. And then like encouragement from other people is always helpful too. Like I know I love my mother. She always like, if I go to her for advice, like I tell her like this thing is like worrying me. She always is like, explains some way like it's going to work out, or like it's just comforting to me. Like just get out of your head, look at it, like take a step back and look at it from the outside and like just think logically about it. Don't let those like emotions take over. So yeah, just hearing my mother's voice in the back of my mind, I guess, helps.
Wow, that's so soothing.
Yeah.
That's so nice to say that my mother in my head is helping me.
Yes.
You mentioned at the end of the journal entry that you've been going back and forth between thoughts of why in the world did I go into teaching, mm-hmm. and no, this is exactly what I want to do. So it seems to me that it's clear you have some uncertainty about whether or not this is the right thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. How do you get through that?
I guess just thinking wherever I end up in life or whatever I do, like God's put me there for a reason. And I've either got something to learn or something that maybe even I can teach somebody else. And like some way those experiences that I have like are going to come into play in the future. I was thinking a lot about Danny Barron's chapel that he gave last week and how he went through all kinds of career changes and just like things didn't work out for him. But then he ended up in the right spot, or like where God wanted him to be. Not that like God didn't want him in those other places, because he was obviously supposed to have those experiences to help him do what God had planned for him. So just like hearing that was very encouraging, that like even if what I start with isn't what I do forever, God will put me where I'm supposed to be.
I think that's a great answer. A lot of times we think that something that we're going through is really bad for us, and mm-hmm. we wish it was something else that we were dealing with. Or getting to do. But like you said, there may be a moment where that experience is used mm-hmm. in our way down the road in our life.
Yeah, 100%. I even think back to, okay, so when I was in middle school, I found out I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so that was like a whole thing that I had to work through, and like was a time that I was really questioning God, like, why is this going on in my life? But then I started to think about like, what's the purpose for this? Like, what can I do with this? And so, yeah, it's always been nice, because now when I run into somebody else like that is also diabetic, because I have a it's called a CGM that I wear on my arm. It's like a little patch. And so if I see somebody else with those in public, it's like, oh, we have a little moment that it's like, hey, you have one too. And so I guess just the beauty in that connection is something that I like can appreciate from that experience, or like is a good that has came out of that experience. So
I almost wonder if part of that is why you want to teach, because you get to bring up kids who may or may not have similar experiences to you, or maybe going through something like that, and you're mm-hmm. able to help them.
Yeah, for sure. I never wish for any person to be diagnosed with an illness, especially
not
diabetes.
Of course.
But if there happens to be a kid in my future school that has diabetes, I hope that they're in my classroom.
Right, but not even that too, like anxiety or anything else.
Mm-hmm. I always was that like quiet, shy kid in school. And so, I don't know, I do think a lot about how, like, I can be a comfort to those kids because I once was in their shoes.
So with all of that that you just told us, what do you think God is teaching you at this moment? There's a lot going on, a lot of exciting things, too, but still trying to figure out how life is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that gratitude is a big thing that he's been, like, teaching me, and how important that is. Because even in the hard days, like, there's always something to be grateful for. Like, this morning, for example, I was running super late for class, and I'm a commuter, as I mentioned last time. But then I realized I normally park in Tyler because our first class is in Apple. There's commuter spots in Apple now, and I
right.
realized that. And so I got a spot there, and I was walking and going, thank you, Lord, I got a parking spot. I can be on time. So even just, like, little things like that. Like, there's always something to be thankful for in every day. So, yeah, that's just something that I've been, like, trying to focus on.
I love that. I love that completely. I hope that you continue to focus on that. And when we see each other again, you'll be in the classroom, right?
Yes.
Okay, you have to let us know how that goes.
Yes, I will bring all the updates.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.